Welcome to Michelle Nasser's show for our new series, Continuing the Journey with Dr. Rob. In this series, Dr. Rob will share his expertise as a clinical and forensic psychologist by providing tools and new perspectives to overcome obstacles and achieve your goals. Hi, Dr. Rob.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. So listen, I'm really enjoying our new series. It's been so informative and helpful and entertaining. We've received really great feedback so far from our listeners, and they want more.
They want more. Awesome.
They do.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, so I just wanted to get right into it, and let's start with today's topic, okay?
Okay, let's get rolling.
All right, so today's topic, let's discuss, when should we compromise and when should we say no? So this is a general topic, but it relates to both professional and personal matters. So which direction would you like to take this in?
All right. So when to compromise and when to kind of put your foot down.
Right.
All right. So I have a very definitive answer. And right after I give the answer, we can probably just get off. Okay, so the answer is, drum roll,
yes.
Please.
Drum roll, yeah.
It just depends.
Ah.
Okay. All right. So here's where I'm going with that. So let's start with compromise. And we've all been taught that it's good to compromise. You know, it does things like, oh, it keeps relationships going, like marriages and business relationships. And yeah, it can. But it's very situation specific. So here's where I'm going with this. So let's pretend you're in a relationship with somebody. It can be personal or professional. It doesn't really matter. And let's start with the supposition that the person that you're working with is someone that you would regard as a fairly reasonable person. They are fairly honest, fair, that sort of thing. Well, you know,
okay.
If you propose an idea for something, you know, and you know, let's say there's nothing egregious about it, you know, they may, you know, you and them, or they propose one, you know, you guys may compromise. Okay, well, we'll at least do this in some level of moderation, or say you want to, you know, hey, we'll do it in moderation, or hey, we'll do it my way today, we'll do it your way tomorrow, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay.
So, and with there, a lot of it is, you know, you want to continue to feed this relationship. You want to season this relationship because on some level, the relationship often is more important than whatever the topic may be.
Right.
Is often more important because, you know, a lot of these relationships, you know, maybe they don't last forever, but at least the relationship, you know, is for the extended period of time. You need to be in there for the long haul. Okay. Well,
okay.
So that's a time when, you know, certain levels of compromise may be good. Okay.
Okay. So let me just be clear. So you're saying if someone is a fair person that you seem to have a relationship with, and there's a matter of time, so it's an ongoing relationship, then it's better to work on the compromise in that situation.
Right.
Right.
In that type of situation, you're looking for more of a compromise. Okay.
Okay.
So because you want to keep the relationship going. There's
right.
There's other types of relationships, shall we say, like, I don't know, like you're buying a car or something. You're trying to get the best deal. At the end of the day, I mean, yeah, if you can get them to knock off a few thousand bucks, let's knock off a few thousand bucks. So
exactly.
So you're not going to, you know, so you're less concerned about that relationship, and you really just want to get the best deal. So with that kind of thing, you're probably less concerned about compromise. You might have to, but you're less concerned about it. But see, now I started out with making the supposition that you're dealing with a fairly honest, reasonable person. Okay. And I don't know if you know, there's some really non-honest, some people call them dishonest,
right.
And non-reasonable people out there. So there's some people out there, they're kind of like, shall we say, they're kind of like the blob, okay? If you, you know, you give them an inch, they take a mile.
Right.
You know, when they go to the all-you-can-eat buffet, they take it literally. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, they don't just feed their family. They think their family is like that freaking Brady Bunch, and they need to feed them for a week. Okay. You know.
Right.
They got it. There's nothing left at the Chinese buffet. There's nothing left in China when they're done there. Okay.
Okay. So people who take advantage, let's say, who are a little bit more selfish than these, that's a different type of people we're going to be talking about now, right?
And some of it may not even be like they're trying to be selfish. Some of these people are freaking clueless, and they don't know that they're being selfish. They lack something called emotional intelligence. One could argue they just lack intelligence, but that's another story another time.
Right.
So what you end up doing is they really don't have boundaries. Okay. I mean, you know, we've talked in this country about like building a wall. Like we need to build a wall. You need to build them a wall, and I don't care if Mexico pays for it or not. Okay. So you need to build a wall for these people.
Gotcha.
So because these people, they do not have boundaries. You give them an inch, they'll keep on taking it. Because what sometimes may happen when you're dealing with a person like that is if you have reasonable person who's trying to compromise and work together, the other person views that as, oh, I get to take more. I want to take more. And a lot of times it just turns into, you know, it's not even like, the idea of a compromise is that it's supposed to be a gain for everybody. Okay,
when you're right. More,
these
yeah.
kind of people, that it's a zero sum game. You, one person wins and the one person loses.
Okay? Right.
So
yeah.
So for people like that, you really need to worry less about the compromise, and you really need to put you really need to put that line in the sand.
Okay. So how do you do that? How do you put the line in the sand? Like, how can you be firm with someone who, like you said, will take an inch? Well, you give them an inch and they'll take, you know, a mile. How do you really stand up in a way that's assertive, or do you need to be aggressive with those types of people? How do you approach that?
Well, I don't recommend being aggressive, because here's right. the thing. These people all are already aggressive.
Okay? Right.
So essentially, all you do is get in the midst of pissing contests.
Right.
Okay. So sometimes if they want you to budge, you have to use this word in the English language. It doesn't happen. People don't say it too often anymore. But
okay,
it is a word. Here's the word.
Okay.
No. No, I am not doing that. No, we are not doing this. Don't have to call their idea crazy or ask them if they're parents or cousins or anything like that. Okay.
So just say no, really? That's all it is just say no.
Well, a lot of the times they say no. I'm not going right. to do that. I am not okay. touching that with a 10, you know, okay, now I'm being a little aggressive, but we are not going to do that.
Right, but just really saying no. Just starting with no and then saying what you're not going to do, right? So
yeah,
so that's
how I'm not going there. I am not doing that. So when you're doing those types of things, you know, it's really important that you be very firm and be very firm with your position. Now, here's the thing that you have to sometimes be aware of. You sometimes have to be aware that this may be detrimental to that relationship. Okay? This person may try to weasel a little bit. But a lot of times these people don't have boundaries. And so you have to stop them. And sometimes they'll go foaming at the mouth. Okay? They'll go foaming at the mouth. They'll look like I don't know what the heck they'll look like, but it won't be anything from this planet. I'll put it like that. So,
okay.
So, but you know what? You just have to let them go and let them do their deal. You know, so you know, get their little terrible twos out of them, and just wait until they're done with that.
But I guess I just wanted to ask one quick thing as well. So say that this is someone that you actually have to deal with on a daily basis. What if this is a coworker or your boss or someone that you do business with or, you know, just someone that you really have to see tomorrow? How do you sort of, you know, get through that? How do you deal with that?
Okay, well, now here's the one thing. You know, one of the things that I initially that I probably should have prefaced is that some of that is if you are dealing with a where there's no real power differential.
Okay.
So if you're dealing with a coworker, you know, it can be more difficult. Okay, it can be more difficult, especially if they're being unreasonable. Okay, but that's why it's very important that with a coworker, you stand your ground because with someone like that, they're gonna suck you into things that you don't want to be sucked into. Okay?
Yes,
and you're gonna be going in directions, and the problem is, maybe they are trying to sabotage you. Maybe these people just don't know any better. And are going in all these directions that they don't know what the heck they're doing. So sometimes you just simply have to say, no. No, we're not going to do that. No, I'm not going to do that. And we need to think of another idea. And sometimes we want to rationalize, particularly if you like have, if you have like a couple of brain cells, you're kind of smart. And so... and so you want to provide a rational explanation. Well, these people are really not into rational.
Right.
They're emotional. So you can't debate emotion. Sometimes the answer is no, I just don't feel comfortable doing that.
Oh, that's a good one. I think I like that. I think that one works. I think that one sounds doable.
I don't feel comfortable. We need to think of an alternative solution because I'm not comfortable the way it's set up right now.
I like that. That's good.
So that's one, you know, and then even with a boss, and yes, you have to be a little bit more delicate. Yeah. But even with a boss, you can often say, listen, I understand what you're saying, but I'm not comfortable with this because of this, that, and the other.
Right.
And with the boss, and sometimes one thing that's important with dealing with people who maybe lack boundaries is if basically your hand gets forced, hey, document that you tried to basically say, listen, I didn't think this was a good idea. I was uncomfortable with this idea. So that way things don't come back to bite you.
But, right. That's a good idea.
But as far as focusing on, you know, your, you know, how to explain this, you could say, you know, a lot of times you can't debate emotion. I'm not comfortable with the way that, you know, this is working. I do not wish to do this. I'm not comfortable with it.
That's great. Great stuff, Dr. Rob.
Well, thank you, Michelle.
Thank you so much for your great insights, as always.
I appreciate it.
So listen, again, please tell us, where can our listeners find you? Give us your website again.
Okay, well, you can find me at drrobpsychevals.com. That's drrobpsychevals.com.
Awesome. And they can also tune in every Tuesday morning for more of Continuing the Journey with Dr. Rob. Please subscribe to Michelle Nasser's show, and remember, success happens when you make it happen. Wishing you great success.